The Astros fall behind the Mariners 3-0 early on Wednesday, and it's about to get worse when Mike Fiers faces Taylor Motter in the third.
Swing, muscled, left field, distance, and this is gone up to Edgar's porch. Taylor Motter having himself a couple of games. He crushes this to left, and Taylor Motter takes a slow lap around the bases, a one-out, two-run shot. And the Mariners now lead it 5-0 for Taylor Motter, his first home run in a Mariners uniform. Here comes the 3-2. Swing ground ball left side underneath Seager's glove. This was a fastball that gets through. Reddick to third base, making the turn, coming home. He slide spikes first. The throw is cut off. And this game is tied at 5 in the seventh inning. Again, the 2-2. Swing ground ball chopping third base side. Fair ball past Seager. Altuve hits the bag at third. He comes home. He scores standing. Bregman slides into second base. He beats the throw. He claps his hands. And Alex Bregman, with two outs in the seventh inning, gives the Astros a 6-5 lead.
Backhand, the pitch on the way to Beltran. Swinging a line drive base into the left center field. Here comes Springer running third. He'll score. The ball gets on by Dyson all the way to the wall. Altuve at third. He's going to be waved in. Another run in for the Astros. Now the throw comes in. Cut off by Motter.
Seven different Astros collect multiple hits on Wednesday, led by Jose Altuve, who goes 3-for-3 with three runs scored. Meanwhile, Seattle's Mike Freeman belts his first Major League home run in defeat. Another tough pill to swallow for the Mariners, who fall to 2-8, matching the franchise's worst 10-game start in its history. Manager Scott Servais gives his thoughts.
Hoping to get 2 out of 3 here against Houston, and had some momentum going early in the game. Unfortunately, couldn't keep it going, and you know, we just didn't build off it and couldn't keep them down. So, you know, not a whole lot we can do at this point with what's happened in the last 10 games. I think the day off tomorrow. Come back, and we got to continue to fight and fight our way out of it. In the seventh inning with Danny Altuvila, Reddick obviously leads off with the hit. They put some decent swings on him. We needed to, big double play ball or something like that out of it. And, they hit the ball by our third baseman. It happens. Things are not going our way right now. But, you got to make your own luck, too. You got to make your own breaks. But, Danny wasn't quite on top of his game tonight. And, getting to that point, again, we had the early 5-run lead, and then we kind of let them kind of get back into it, walking a few guys, and they got some momentum back on us. So disappointing night.
One of the bright spots in Wednesday's defeat for Seattle was Mike Freeman finally connecting on his first big league round tripper.
Certainly not known for hitting my home runs, and, to do that tonight was cool. I hoped that it would help us on the way to a win, but unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Well, you looked comfortable. You didn't see many pitches, and man, that jumped off your bat. Did you know right away?
No, I mean, I don't hit enough to really know right away. I knew I hit it good, and, it's a pretty unfamiliar feeling, I guess. But, I've hit it, gotten a lot of hits in the minor leagues, but not many home runs. That was a special feeling for me.
Benefit for you to be in the lineup a day after rejoining this club at all?
It's always nice to be in the lineup, but at the same time, I know my role, and you kind of fill in when needed, and however I can help the team win, whether it's pinch hitting, pinch running, giving a guy a break for a day, or whatever the case may be.
We're used to seeing you fill in at maybe second or third. At first, was there any crash course today in just getting back up to speed with that position?
Fortunately, I got some experience over there in spring training, and which wasn't too long ago, and felt comfortable over there during spring training, and just kind of take those experiences into today, and I felt really comfortable over there.
Lastly, you mentioned that you wanted that home run to be in a winning effort. What is the conversation right now in the clubhouse and in the dugout as that was unfolding?
You just keep fighting. It's baseball. These kind of runs happen. Unfortunately, it's starting at the beginning of the year. It could happen in the middle of the year. We just got to know that, baseball is a game that, can turn around at any moment. And, I think, if we just keep going about our business and playing the game hard, with this team, there's the talent is there, and that's not going to be a problem going forward.
Seattle has an off day on Thursday. The M's get back to work on Friday when the Rangers come to town. Felix Hernandez will start the series opener.